Good morning, everybody. We have now reached the last part. When we say last part, the last chapter of project management. And the journey is getting over. When we say the journey is getting over, what do we mean by that? Of course, there's something called as monitoring and controlling that every time will help us to make our projects wonderful, profitable, and fun at the end of the day. So let's look at our learning objectives for the day today in terms of understanding what all do we need to go through this chapter. And I'll read through what's there on the slide for you. So learning objectives is, of course, project control and monitoring is the topmost priority aspect of project management throughout project life cycle. The obvious reason is that this is the aspect which will determine the final faith of the project, can tell us corrective measures required to ensure successful accomplishment of the project. Our objective of this in this chapter is to focus our attention on the control element, including those elaborated in chapter number 6, and discuss in details the monitoring, control and implementation of the corrective or preventive actions for the same to ensure efficient and effective projects. So control and monitoring is the key, and I've been talking about it in all the chapters, that control and monitoring, everything that can be controlled can be managed, everything that can be managed, everything that can be monitored can be managed. So this is where the entire chapter flows in. If you realize anything that you do, let's take an example of while you're driving a car. If you're driving a car, if you're able to manage or monitor your speed, you know how safe you are. If you're not able to control your car, you might get in or end up into an accident. So ideally, what you got to do or what you got to look at is, it's important when you start controlling and monitoring your projects, a regular checkup. It's a health checkup. If you don't monitor your health, what's going to happen? If you don't monitor and control the habits that you have, what's going to happen? It's going to deteriorate your health. So whether it's driving your car or your health or managing huge projects of multi-million dollars, it doesn't matter. What matters is how well are you able to control and monitor those projects. So this takes us to the element of this, the objective, and why this chapter becomes more important. Let's look at some of the other aspects of it. It says the necessity of monitoring and controlling project work. So let's look at it. I have just explained you with a few examples. We will take you through what's written on the slide as well. As repeatedly mentioned in earlier chapters, the project is one-time endeavor with unique outputs. Uncertainties and dependencies of the activities are inherent features of a project. This unique nature and inherent feature emphasizes the need of tracking, reviewing, and reporting the progress of each activity to meet the performance of the objective defined. So I want to take your attention to something on this, and why, once of all, why this is more crucial in terms of understanding the project very well. Let's assume an example. Say you your co-driver. So let's understand you're going on a racing car, maybe a long track of a racing car, where say you're going on a trek. So you start off from say Delhi and you go to reach Kashmir, and that's the track that you got to drive. And there is competition. Have you noticed that there's always a co-driver sitting with you? Now, why do you think is this co-driver? He's doing nothing. No, he is helping and navigating the driver to let him know where all there is a turn, how much speed he has to pick up, and there's a constant communication between the driver and the co-driver. So as important is the driver, as important is the co-driver. Why? Because co-driver feeds him with an information that is critical to drive. Now that's exactly why important is your monitoring aspect of it. If you do not monitor, you will not be able to manage. If you not be able to manage, you'll not be able to control. So whether it's your risk, whether it's your the way you handling your budgets, the way you handling your people, the way you handling your scope, it all depends upon how well are you able to monitor your project, and control will be, of course, the output of your monitoring. That takes us to the other slide of it, which talks about this will provide the necessary detailed information to the stakeholders to understand the current status of the project. The action actions taken and budgets, schedule, scope, forecast. This precisely is the process of monitoring and controlling of a project. Is applicable and to all the project management aspects, and that's exactly what I'm saying. So every time, if I do not monitor, if I do not control, if I do not stay in budgets, if I do not stay in schedules, if I do not stay in my scope forecasting, I'm not making a project very successful. So that's exactly what we talk about in this. And let's look at a few of the other aspects that the slides talk. Monitoring is an activity of project management that is required to perform, to be performed throughout this project cycle. Monitoring includes collecting, measuring, and distributing performance information. The measurement and trends are analyzed to identify the need of processes or improvements. Continuous monitoring will indicate the project health, and that's exactly what I was talking about, from various aspects, perspective, and identify to area the areas that may demand special attention. Control includes deciding on corrective or preventive actions or replanning or pre-planning to follow up actions in order to ensure that the actions taken are effective to resolve the performance issue that is addressed. So there are ample amount of examples, friends, that I can give you. One of them, again, I'm sure you must have seen this, and it's very funny, but it's still. In movies, when you see maybe an actor is on the medical bed, you know, he's in the hospital, and you find all these beautiful gadgets around him, which are continuously monitoring some or the other thing, and something goes on, and there's a rush. The doctor comes in, and then they do something around it. What is that? What is that entire stuff? There are two ways of looking at monitoring. One is pre-planning, so you anticipate the problem. Second is replanning. So when the problem has occurred, which is you start replanning the entire thing. The other aspect is monitoring will help you to ensure that you are into a process where everybody is able to identify where they are heading towards. Now, important aspect, and I'm sure you will agree with this, that unless I don't know where to go, any road is okay. So hence, I'm dwelling around it that monitoring and controlling becomes the most integral part of my project. So this takes us to the next slide, and what do we next aspect of the slide, which talks about necessity of monitoring and controlling projects. The span of control and monitoring projects process of project work. Monitoring and controlling process for the project above is applicable to all aspects, elements of the project management, and is mainly concerned with following for each of them. So comparing the actual project performance against the planned. So I have the planned versus as is what we generally call it as. So say I have to reach, let me take an example of running a marathon. I have scheduled myself to complete a marathon in say 2 hours 10 minutes. That's the scheduled time according to my practice. However, on the day of my performance, every hour, how many kilometers have, or every hour, every 30 minutes or every 15 minutes, how many, what is the distance that I have covered is where I will map my as is versus my planned. That's how it works. So whether it is your whether it's your budget, what's my budget? If I had a budget of 20,000 rupees to spend in a month, that's the budget that I have. On 15th, have I spent 19,000? Which means for the next 15 days, I just have 1,000. Which means I'm far. I'm not good with managing my budget. So that's how we start working around of how my as is versus planned is happening. The next happens with analysis of project performance to identify and decide the corrective and or preventive actions needed and initiatives or initiate these actions. Tracking, analysis, monitoring of identified project risk to ensure triggering of response as per project management plan. So this will help you to immediately take actions. I mean, that's more important. Why do I need to monitor and control is because I need to take actions, either preventive or, of course, proactive measures. basis of control and monitoring the project work. The overall project management plan, its subsidiary plans of each management aspect such as scope, cost and schedule. Do you remember this? This is the triple constraint. This is my triangle of triple constraint, which means my scopes, cost and schedule will define everything of my project. So example schedule or and cost forecasting. I gave you an example of I have a 20,000 rupees to spend and on 15th I've already spent 19. So I'm very, very behind on my on my budgets. So I'm already shooted up my budget. So possibility of me executing everything that I have to execute in 15 days and with 1,000 rupees might become very difficult. Or if everything is done, I still have 15 days and I've completed my project in 15 days, which means I had estimated my time wrongly. So this is how you start managing and mapping and understanding where are you heading towards. Similarly, validated change, work performance information, organizational applicable environment factors and process assets such as policies, procedures, historical data shall form basis of exercising the control and process monitoring process. All these factors have been referred as discussed in the journey of the project management till this time. So that's how it can be worked upon. Techniques to exercise control and monitoring what are the different techniques that I can use during my monitoring and controlling process? So let's look at this. Various techniques, methods and tools are used to monitor and control projects. The control element or the project management aspect under the monitoring and control must be taken into consideration for selection of the technique, methods and tools. Following are used control, monitoring and control of the project work. Let's look at it. What are those methods that we can use? The first one is expert judgment. So what do you mean by expert judgment? Expert judgment is a person who has walked that road or has walked that path. It could be your manager, it could be your CEO, it could be the department head who has already seen that project, has worked on that project, and he can give you some expert guidance around it, or you know where would you find difficulties in this project, how the scope would look like, how the project would budgets would look like, or how would my schedule look like. That's one. Analytical techniques we will talk about in this chapter also. PMIS, what does it mean? It stands for Project Management Information System. Now, what do we mean by Project Management Information System? Of course, we're going to talk a little more in the coming slides. But in easy understanding, these are called as the softwares that are used by the various organizations to map information. So it is a flow of information that allows the organization at every level to understand the entire process of the project. So that's in a nutshell, but yeah, we'll talk a little more and I'll tell you more softwares that are used and how organizations benefit with this. Of course, meetings, intelligent people will meet, or the project people will meet and they decide on a lot of other things. All above are referred, discussed and elaborated in earlier chapters. Of course, the same may be referred again to refresh the memory and information. So that's exactly what I said, that we would work on it, or we will talk about it in coming slides. Let's look at what is the output that gets generated out of this. Output that gets generated is, of course, the first thing is change request. So what do I mean by change request? If you remember, we've already done this. However, anything that changes, and I've been very, very vigilant about it, anything that changes is difficult. And if I have a quantifiable data or an information to think about how and when and where and who will make that change, it becomes very, very easy to change. So ideally, if you look at it, change request gets generated if I keep monitoring my project, if I keep controlling my project. What does that mean? Let's take an example of the same when I said I have to move from Delhi to Kashmir and I'm on a dirt rally with my co-driver. If that's the example, if I have planned that I'm going to be at 80 kilometers per hour and I know with 80 kilometers there are some dead turns where I cannot take 80 as a speed and an average speed and I have to speed up. So immediately my co-driver gives me an information that there's a sharp turn. And that sharp turn will help me to reduce, immediately that information will help me to reduce my speed. And of course, that speed has to be then be, worked upon when there is a straight route. So information will help me to take decisions and change the way I'm working right now on the project. However, change request has to be formal. And the reason it has to be formal is because I'm not working alone in the project. There are a lot of people who are working in the project. Now, while a lot of people are working in the project, it is very, very important that everybody understands why the change is happening, and hence the change request becomes more critical. Let's look at on the slide what's written. While monitoring and controlling the output generated are obvious and includes change request. Change request may call for expansion, reduction, or adjustment to the project scope, project deliverables, quality requirement, and of course schedule or cost baseline. Change request also may necessitate the collection and documentation of new requirements. Change request must go through the integrated control change process or change control process. Work performance report, it gives me a work performance report, my as-is report, where am I heading towards? Every day, every moment, I will know immediately where am I heading towards. Most crucial element, because I need to know, I've been saying this, I need to know every time where am I heading towards. Work performance report are intended to create awareness and generate decisions, which is actions basically. For examples, my status report, information notes, recommendation memos, will let me know what is the kind of action that my people have to take or I have to take at every stage of my project. Project management update plan updates includes all subsidiary plans. It gives me updates for the next time when I'm doing the project. Now that becomes more crucial as well. And project document updates, which means the major of them are schedule, cost, forecast, work performance reports, and issue logs. So issue logs will also help me a lot when I'm doing a similar project next time, because I can anticipate the kind of risk that might be availed during the project. So few would be anticipated, few wouldn't be anticipated. If I have my issue log, it becomes very, very easy for me to work. Let's look at integrated change control and what's the mechanism and definition of it. Integrated change control is a process that ensures that all changes are made with its consideration and impact of the overall project. If you remember, I just told you that you're not the only person who's doing in the project. There are a lot of people involved. And when there are a lot of people involved, everybody has to be in loop. At least people who are the key stakeholders have to be in loop every time. The integrated change control process includes a review of all change requests, approving and rejecting the change, the method, of course, identifying changes, impact on the project deliverables, organizational processes, project documents, and overall project management plan. Communicating the change request review decision. So if you look at it, this becomes my complete package of how my change is going to happen. If there is certainly a change, how am I going to do it? So we've been talking about why change is important and then why we need to change looking at the scenario. However, now it is important with this mechanism, the four pointers that we have here and a few more in the next slide, of course, saying that you've got to review your change request every time, whether you're really making a correct change or no. You've got to ensure that there is an approval and rejection method. Why? Because then again, there comes a monitoring method of whether everything is not changing, which means you've not planned correctly. So you change also. Are you changing because it is difficult, or are you changing because it is impossible? So that is exactly why approval method is important. Identifying change impact. Where is it impacting? Is it impacting my cost? Because anything that you would change will impact, straight impact to three things. One is your cost. Second is your schedule. Third is your time or human resource. So it will affect your three things, which is cost, time, and schedule. So just remember this. The integrated change control process approach shall benefit to ensure documented changes within the project and project are considered in the integrated fashion, and the project risk are reduced and kept under control. Integrated change control is necessary to be implemented from inception of the project and through entire project cycle. Implementation of the integrated change control process is the primary responsibility of a project manager. It continues, and I'll read through what's on the slide. I've already discussed this, so we'll go a little faster on this. It says the project of implementation, the procedure for implementation, and the level of control to be applied shall be organizational choice. So it depends on the organization, whether it's a matrix organization, whether it's a functional organization, whether it's a weak matrix or a strong matrix, or a strong functional or a weak functional organization. I hope you remember that we've already done this in earlier chapters, where we're saying that why is it organization choice? The project management plan, project scope statement, and other deliverables are maintained by updated by carefully managing the changes. Only approach changes are incorporated. The organizational procedure may allow to initiate the change verbally, but the same should be documented and follow the change control procedure and entire integrated or entered into the configuration management system. Or it is also, now there is a new term, by the way, and I request you not to get confused with this. This is still called as the PIMS, so Project Management Information Software or Configuration Management System. It's one of the same. So don't please gonna get confused with this. Each change request must be supported with the information on estimated time and cost impact, authority of acceptance / of course rejection of the change control shall be explicitly defined, and why did we do it. So every time you in change, it's important, you know, the three questions that you constantly answering it, you answer a why part of it, you answer a how part of it, you answer a what part of it. So every time you answer these three questions in your change request, you will find that your change request is making a strong document for your future references. Of course, stated in the procedure in the time span. In case the change control is complex and needed multidisciplinary expertise, it may be reviewed and approved or rejected by the change control board. So what do we mean by change control board? There is the team of experts who will go through all the changes that are asked or all the changes that are required to do. So that's how the change control board is made, and that change control board will help you to be on top of your project. Every time it's important to be top of your project. Few further information on change control. Let's look at this. Further actions such as recording, communication, document revision, implementation of changes may be done by the same CCB, change control board. Again, no confusion, right? These are all acronyms that you've got to now get used to, because you're going to be a project manager tomorrow, or by regular change control authority. The approved change may call for revised cost estimate, activity sequences, schedule dates, resources, requirements, and analysis of risk response alternatives. Customer approvals may be essential for certain changes, and this should be a part of your responsibility of the change control authority or the change control board. So what does it mean? As I told you, if you remember, anything that you would change from the plans that you've defined will always have a straight impact either on the cost, either on the schedule, or either on your time or resources. Now, when we say this, what do we mean by that? Say making a change would change the way I'm taking a sequence today. What does that mean? I'm going back to the same example of a dirt track racing that I spoke from Delhi to Kashmir. Let's understand, suddenly there is a rainfall and the road is jammed. Now you can't go from that road. So you got to make a change there and use a different route to win the race. Now that is something which has to be approved, one, by your co-driver, by your people who've organized the race, by you, because you're going to drive that, and that's making sense. Is it making sense to wait in that jam, or is it making sense to immediately change the route and work around? Now that's exactly, so your activity sequence is changing now, right? So that's exactly why I have to have a control board which helps me and guides me every time to move or where I have to move. Let's look at what is written next on the slide. Keeping track of the changes is very, very crucial, and I've been saying about it for last 15-20 minutes that I'm talking with you, that it is very, very crucial to keep track of my changes. for the project management, and hence the configuration management is focused on the specification of both deliverables and baseline. The configuration management model that is opted should be able to support the configuration status accounting and configuration verification and audit process. Now, we will talk about it a little more on what is configuration management system or what is project management information system. We will look at it. But to give you a small example on this, if you realize, it's a very simple example. I have something called as leaves when I work in any organization. You know, I get these leaves, say 20, 22 leaves every year. These leaves are approved by somebody. When I say approved by somebody, you got to plan those leaves first right at maybe the year's begins, and then my supervisor or my HOD will approve my leaves when I have to take them before I'm going for a leave. Once I'm back from the leave, I have to then upload the information that I'm back from the leave and my leaves are finished. If there is a sick leave, so you fall sick and that's an emergency leave, that's also there, and there is a contingency made around that, which you have to update once you're back. Why do you need to do all these things? Important is, when you're not there in the office, who is accountable for what you're going to do? If you're not there in office, who's going to look at how the performance of what you do regularly is going to be mapped? Hence, it is important that I have a configuration system. Ideally, in a lot of organizations, they have systems like they're called Sybil, they're called CRM. So it's basically the CRM model of the accounting process. Let's look at the other aspect, which says inputs that are required for base information for the integrated change control. The project management plan report change request form the set of the primary inputs for integrated change control process. The organizational environmental factors and process assets also may impact the control process or change control process. The main elements of the project plan that are needed to be controlled are scope, as I told you, scope management plan, very, very important, which elaborates the procedure of how my scope is going to change. Because if my scope changes, it immediately will affect two more things. It will affect my cost, it will affect my time and resources. So don't forget this, right? So any one of them change, so whether it's scope, whether it's cost or time, it will affect the project and it will affect. So if one changes, you will find two things are getting affected. Or two changes, you will find automatically the third changes. So they are very interconnected to each other, and hence they will show these immediate results in terms of change. Scope baseline, which of course produces the product definition. Change control, change management plan, which provides direction for managing the change control process and document the change control authority and the board. Let's look at the integrated change control techniques. Techniques used for integrated change control, of course, expert judgment, as I told you, meetings, change control softwares, as I told you, one of them is called CRM, customer relationship management is one of the softwares, and they are based on platforms like ERPs that are created to create a information flow. Software program tools, a very easy tool is called MS Projects, is a software which helps you to keep a track of the schedule and a lot of other things in terms of functioning and resourcing. Are very widely used techniques for change control process. In addition to the expertise the project management team, the expertise may be utilized for pool of stakeholders, consultants, professionals, and technical associates, subject matter experts, etc. These experts may be the member of CCB, which is Change Control Board, for these specific cases, of course. In case of change request is kept on hold, what does it mean? How will it impact? The impact of such decisions may be documented with plan of action for further actions and next review dates. I've got a beautiful example for this. And I think I've already given this example also. This is regarding the dams that were getting, you know, this were regarding the dams that were getting created, that were made to ensure that there's a lot of water saving in our country. Now, the plan was established in 2001. Unfortunately, we're still not able to do that. We're not able to build dams that will save a lot of water. Though we've, of course, graduated and to a higher degree, but we've still not been able to connect all the rivers and get the dams built. What is the major issue that's now gone up? The dam that was to be built in, say, 400 crore rupees, today is costing you 4,000 crore rupees. See the difference? Because the change was not made at the right time. If you keep on hold, if it's important, if you keep on hold and you're not able to take a decisive step around it, your change might lead to a different connotation altogether. In this case, the dam building case, it shooted up, it made loss of resources in terms of my water economy. It ensured that a lot of money is getting poured in now, and a lot of other things. So important is I need to understand that I need to use my change at a very integral way and in a very, very nice format when it is required, and I got to make decisions when the correct time is there. This takes us to the next part of it, which says software program tools are used to manage the change request and resulting decisions. The well-organized configured program will help to cover the impact of the change on the entire project and also save the time for communication and documentation review. So one of the examples that I just gave you was one of the customer relationship management. Now, if you remember, let me give you a quick reference, and I'm sure you must have seen this. Do you go to a mobile store, you know, when you maybe a service provider, a mobile service provider, and you go to their stores, maybe let's take Airtel or Vodafone for that matter. When you go to their stores, you find these executives sitting there, and if you have a problem, they enter into some software, and then you get an SMS that this is your request number, this is your complaint number. Now, entire process is what we're talking here, is basically what we call as my review or tools that I use in terms of monitoring my change. So if you look at it, the software program tools are used to manage the change request or resulting decisions. So unless there is somebody who incorporates that information that there is a flaw in the service or the product that I'm using, okay, my work on it of improvement will not happen. And hence, the documentation that's made is very, very crucial in that process. That's exactly what the slides talk about right now. What do you get as an output? Of course, approved change request. You know what to do and how to change things. Change log, because that becomes your lessons learned for future. Updated project management plans and revised project management documents are the outputs generated by integrated change control. Approved change request will be implemented while directing and managing the project work. Change logs are essential for configuration management and control. Updated projects, project documents are means and mediums to communicate the changes.